This is GQDN for January 20th, 2026. It's Tuesday. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ26. That's right, I leave all the mistakes in. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes, including Questworthy. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase in the checkout line. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. That is a community that if you have PTSD, go to stackup.org. They can help you out. And they can. And they will. In today's news, we have some Steam news. Two different stories. Got some Death Stranding news. All you Xbox fans may like that. And we got some Larian games news. Interesting. But at the top of the news today, we have a little bit of movement within the developer community. PC Games N did say that an ex-World of Warcraft producer is going to the Riot team, to produce the League of Legends MMO. So, who did go there? Well, that was Raymond Bartos. And he is now working on the League of Legends MMO as a senior game producer. And Bartos joins Orlando Salvatore at Riot. Orlando is the engineering manager on the Riot's MMO. Now, the duo did contribute to WoW's Battle Royale mode, Plunderstorm, and some of the remixes. So here is what Bartos did write. Quote, I'm incredibly excited to be joining Riot on the MMO team. From my very first conversation with Riot, I immediately gravitated toward their values, and I was genuinely impressed by how clearly those values showed up through the interview process. It made an obvious kindness, respect, and care aren't just words here, but something the team truly lives by. I'm deeply grateful for the opportunity to join such an inspiring group of people, and I can't wait to get started. Showing up every day to produce value Riot gamers and help deliver an MMO experience players truly enjoy. And as a fun bonus, I've been barely able to contain, I'll be recueing with my longtime duo partner, Orlando. Given our track record on World of Warcraft, I have a feeling we'll be moving fast on day one, end quote. So this is big news for the MMO world. Yes, it is. But if you wondered where Doug Bowser went after he left Nintendo, Game Informer said he went to the Hasbro board. So yes, he did retire from Nintendo. After taking a role in April 2019, he did serve as the Chief Operating Officer and President of Nintendo of America for 7 years. But now, he's serving on the board of Hasbro. And that came from a press release this very morning because it was announced that Bowser and Carla Vernon, CEO of the Honest Company Incorporated, has been appointed to the Hasbro's board of directors. And the press release did include a statement from the board, the current chair, Rich Stoddart, which he said, quote, Doug and Carla bring extensive leadership experience across the consumer brands and franchise management. Their expertise and guidance will be invaluable to how Hasbro continues to execute its long-term innovation and growth strategy. So he's going to the Hasbro board. Okay, so that is all of the upper-level moves. But now we have some other news going on too, because Valve has done some relabeling, because according to GamesRadar.com, Steam has relabeled some of the categories, not the RPG and all that stuff. It is what is AI and what is not. So they put in a new tag, or sets of tags, I should say, because they are public assets, distinguishing from the other uses with the AI tools. Simon Careless of Game Discoverer CO did see the changes on the Steam's back end. and there have been some alterations in the questions that were asked. Quote, does this game use generative artificial intelligence to generate content for the game, either pre-rendered or live rendered? This includes the game itself, the storage, and any Steam community assets or marketing materials. And that was followed by the checkboxes that was pre-rendered and live rendered. And the text box did provide more details. And GamesRadar did say that it was cut and dry and understandable. Now, the page did go on to read, quote, efficiency gains through the use of these tools is not focus on this section. Instead, it is concerned with the use of AI in creating content that is shipped with your game and consumed by players, end quote. So basically, there are more categories when it comes to the use of AI in video games. Now we go to Larian, which you can find on your Steam Deck, and however you play Steam games. And they're on the consoles too, because it's Larian Studios, because the Divinity game was announced at the Game Awards last year, or a couple months ago. And the comments on the potential generation AI use did have some backlash. Course correction did not sink the excitement around the RPG from Larian Studios. In fact, the 2023 CRPG in the studios used the previous game, Divinity Original Sin 2, and have been a surge in popularity. And Baldur's Gate 3 held the numbers. In fact, Sven Vinky Ware did get up on X and said, quote, sales for both BG3 and DOS2 have been incredible since the announcement of Divinity. Divinity Original Sin 2 really surprised us by having its best month since release in 2017. Wish I removed the squirrel in time, but Wolfheart posted the numbers on where Baldur's Gate 3 was doing on Steam. 110,000, and that was done yesterday. For today, they were close to 100,000. So congratulations to Larian. Now we go to the Esports Corner. Esports Insider did say that PGL Valencia Season 7 closed qualifiers now reveals the ones who were invited. So this is going to take place on January 26th to the 29th. And it'll be across four regions, and the winner of each closed qualifier will earn a place in the main tournament. Now there's a total of 15 teams that come across Eastern Europe, Western Europe, Asia, and the Americas, because they were invited for the closed qualifiers. So Eastern Europe will have the likes of Avalos and Power Rangers, while Western Europe will have Virtus Pro and Enigma Galaxy. The Asia qualifiers will have BC Gaming, Wycult Brothers, Rignox, Playtime, X-Creation, Team Nemesis. I can't say words now. And for the Americas, it's Gamer Legion, True Rejects, Looking for Org, and Heroic. The four winners of the regional closed qualifiers will book a place in the main event, and they will compete for a $1 million prize pool in Bucharest, Romania. And the PGL hasn't received the teams directly invited to the main event, which is taking place from March 5th to the 15th. So that'd be good, one would think. We'll see what happens there. Yes, I did say all you Xbox people, because PushSquare.com said that Death Stranding is now going to Game Pass, and that'll be happening tomorrow, and that'll be the Death Stranding Director's Cut, because that'll be on the Xbox Series X and S and the PC Game Pass Ultimate. Just keep in mind, this has been on PlayStation since 2022, so if you wanted it on your Xbox, there you go. But PlayStation Lifestyle said that there's going to be some other things going on for PlayStation. The January Games now has a free DLC on the PlayStation Store, the PS Store, almost in the PC Store. I'm full of it today. But the PlayStation Extra January 2026 games are now rolling out, and they'll have a free DLC for two games on the PlayStation Store. These games are now in the most regions, and they are, well, at least one of them is, Darkest Dungeon 2. Now, this was an RPG that was released in 2021. Right now, it's available on PlayStation 4 and 5, and the Hero Origin Pack can be claimed from the PlayStation Store right now. Now, the Hero Origin Pack contains the Origin Hero skin for each hero in Darkest Dungeon 2, which would include all of the characters. Yes. So once the pack is downloaded, players need to complete all the hero shrines in the Darkest Dungeon to unlock the Origin skin in the cosmetic tab. Now, the other game is a big one, Resident Evil Village. And you will have to have a PSVR 2 headset. Because if you have one, the Resident Evil Village VR mode will be a free add-on for you. Be scary in your face. Yes, it will. But that's okay. Where Steam's using, they're trying to categorize AI, they're also going to give you some gifts. PC Games N said that Steam's gifting system is expanding to include one of the handiest features that Valve has ever done. So if you want to complete your collection bundles, this is one of Valve's best innovations for the storefront. Bundles will get you games, DLCs, soundtracks at cheaper prices. So if you want the bundle, let's say for me, for instance, I play Far Cry 5, so therefore, and Far Cry 6, so I would get, in theory, Far Cry 4, 3, 2, 1, all in the bundle. Boom. Just in theory. So if you have a game that's a sequel or a game that has a DLC and have not yet picked up the DLC, you might want to check your Steam. You might want to do that. This has been a Dawnforge production at 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.